Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Hantoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, and I'm here with you each week to share some information I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and consult with any of the providers listed on the site. Each one of the providers offers you a unique opportunity to support you when your health matters. So if we do not answer your questions fully while on the show, please consider contacting any one of us directly for the answers that you seek. My direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And let's face it, our health is our most important asset. And if we take a look at the health of our country and the various issues that we have and the increased number of new issues that we have, it's because we're not paying enough attention and we're not heeding the warnings and we're not changing the way that we behave. And so we bring this show to you each week to help answer some of those questions that people have related to their health and give them some direction. And the gentleman that helps me do that, the man behind the scenes who comes up with the topics and serves me up the questions, his name is Mark Sabin, and he's sitting across the studio from me. And we want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here today. You know, as we're entering that time of the year when the days are, you know, getting shorter and shorter and temperatures are dropping, nights are getting longer, and you know, we're beginning to enter that time when nighttime activities start to take a big part of the time of our lives, and we go to a lot of holiday parties. And, you know, as the holiday season gets going, it means that we're tending to be tempted to eat a lot of different things and drink a lot of different things. At some of these parties and events and family gatherings, you know, there's pastries and there's all the dining and there's the cocktails. And it's a time to be with family and friends. And, you know, it's just kind of a little wonder that so many people gain weight, you know, this time of year.
Yes, and it's with a kickoff being the holiday of National Poison Your Child Day, also known as Halloween. And so the door is already has already been open and for bad outcomes to show up. And therefore, we all need to be a little bit more careful. We don't want to set ourselves up for massive weight gain and the health issues that go along with them. So we have to be a little bit more conscientious and more proactive.
And of course, there are a lot of health issues that come around if you start to gain that weight.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, as this time of year comes around, and, you know, whatever good intentions you may have, those temptations, those delicious temptations are all around you.
Exactly. And people want to be festive. They want to de-stress. They want to have a good time. And somewhere along the line, people thought being self-abusive was the way to go about it. And so we continue to hurt ourselves with all the crap foods that are so prevalent this time of year. And we make the excuse that it's okay to do this for ourselves, that it's okay to cut loose, that it's okay. You know, it's only this time of year. It's not the whole year. And we spend the rest of the year trying to recover.
But I think so many people, you know, they might gain a pound or 2 pounds or 3 pounds each year, but those accumulate over time because, generally speaking, although when the new year comes and people start making those resolutions to lose weight, oftentimes it doesn't really work.
No, it really doesn't. And we need to get in front of that process. And if we make the right decisions before we get to the end of the year, then we don't have the burden of having to come up with a solution when the new year starts.
So maintaining is the best option here.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may seem obvious, but why is it that you tend to gain weight at this time of year? Is it just that the food is more fattening?
Well, it's actually more sweet and more of it and many more reasons to do it. And if we're going to stay inside, we might as well have plenty of good food and we might as well eat all of it and we may as well entertain. And so, you know, with the holidays, we have an excuse to throw a party or to have a gathering or to go to a party and just try to cut loose and get rid of the stress. The year's winding down and the days are shorter, the nights are longer, and it's a question of, well, how do we get more festive as we have less sunlight to stimulate our pineal gland, which helps us have a much more happier disposition. As the stimulus for that, the sunlight goes away, then we have a tendency to need reasons to be festive and to pick ourselves up, and this is the way that we do it.
So some of those things that we're eating are to try to make up for the fact that with the darkness, we tend to be less happy in the wintertime?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now, with all those parties you're talking about and where you go and there is all that food and drink, one of the things that you might find yourself doing is just kind of standing by the food table, grazing away, and you end up overeating.
Certainly, and we're all guilty of it. So we need to take some steps to make sure that it doesn't result in the 10, 20, 30, or 40 pounds of excess in the next 60 to 90 days. We need to get in front of it. We need to develop a plan, and we need to make sure that we execute it.
And I'm sure some of these holiday drinks like eggnog and mulled wine are actually a big part of the problem, aren't they?
Absolutely. Alcohol is the adult form of sugar, and it creates the basis for the problem and feed the imbalance all of us already have.
So it's the adult form of sugar. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, alcohol gets processed in the body as a sugar. And so, if you have a sugar addiction growing up as a kid, there's a high degree of certainty that you're going to develop an alcohol addiction as an adult. And you're going to justify it. You're an adult now and you can do adult things. And, you don't realize that you're actually feeding your childhood imbalance that has always been out of control.
Then there's more to this, the sugar. I mean, there are other toxic aspects to alcohol as well.
Oh, definitely. It works your liver too much. And when your liver can't process it, then your blood alcohol content goes up, which influences how your brain functions and it lowers inhibitions and it causes people to make poor decisions and have to deal with the negative consequences of those poor decisions.
Mm. So speaking of poor decisions, let's talk about making some better decisions. And I know you have some ways to help avoid some or even all of the holiday weight gain. So how do you change this cycle?
Well, you got to make the decision that your health is more important than eating that pastry and drinking another alcoholic beverage and losing yourself in all the crap. And you need to decide that you want to reach for something healthier.
Mm-hmm. And I bet people would really relish some suggestions to help get through the season without feeling like, you know, you've got to avoid looking in the mirror.
Well, my suggestion is just to go look in the mirror. Go take all your clothes off and stand in front of the mirror. And if that doesn't motivate you to want to do something more positive for yourself, then you're already a lost cause. And the sad part is you need to believe that you can make the changes. You need to have a plan, and then you need to execute that plan. And you know, people who fail to plan to fail. So I ask you not to plan to fail. I ask you to make some changes, do some things a little bit differently. And you know, we're in the midst of creating a whole bunch of new change in our country, and we're going to be heading in a different direction. And we need to, sometimes we need to scrap what we have been doing and start fresh and start over. And obviously the political climate has demonstrated that. So we need to take that on personally, and we need to make changes with our own corporation, which is our health and our body.
Well, I think, you know, you mentioned that when you look in the mirror, you may end up feeling, you know, despondent about what you're seeing in the mirror if you have already gained some weight, and you may end up feeling hopeless. So how do you deal with feeling feelings like that.
Well, at the end of the day, if you look at the situation and you don't like what you see, then you need to make a change. You can't let the situation cave you in and shut you off. You're already shut off. You need to wake up, you need to execute a plan, and you need to create change. And, you know, most people don't like change when change is the only thing that's constant in our lives. Things are always changing, and we seem to roll with those things that change. And we're being asked to change again, and we will find a way to work with that. But we never really boil it down to our own individual selves, and we need to do that. We need to look in the mirror. We need to see exactly what our situation is. We need to assess it for what it is, and then we need to come up with a plan and execute a plan that's going to help to facilitate that change. And that means, you know what? Socialize more and shut your trap.
Well, I mean, I think if you really set up a plan, one of the things that would be helpful to keep in perspective is that you can only take a journey one step at a time.
Correct.
So does it mean if you're going to do this and take this process and you look in the mirror and you say, I've got to make this change, and you're really going to take yourself to task for it, does it really mean you have to give up having a good time?
Oh, absolutely not. It simply means you need to make better choices and execute your plan. And when you go to a party is there for you to have fun. And if you can't have fun without abusing yourself, then that says a lot about how you see the world and how you see yourself. We need to be less self-abusive as individuals, and we need to be more appreciative of what we have and what our body's capable of doing. And if you've already been very successful at accumulating excess weight, you need to use that same level of success in order to get rid of that excess weight. And it just simply means subtle changes. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the show, but if I can help a totally disabled person lose 160 pounds and get their health back, then I'm pretty sure that you can push yourself away from the dessert cart and make better choices and set yourself up for success.
Well, that's great. And thinking about setting yourself up for success, I know that you know, you do want to go to a party and have something to eat and drink. But in the next segment, I'd like to hear your explanation of what you suggest for people to do so that they can not overindulge.
Absolutely. So I asked the listener to stick around for that so you can help yourself. And this is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And you're listening to your How to Avoid Weight Gain Holiday Show. And we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you currently struggling with your weight? Have you tried all the different fads and tricks and still your weight comes back with a vengeance? If so, Dr. Richard Huntoon will be offering a weight loss solution you can not only live with, but be successful at and permanently change your weight forever. Come to this free seminar and learn the underlying reason for why you cannot lose weight and why the weight always comes back. Come learn the reason for your weight management issue. Stop dieting and start feeding your body what it needs to maintain a healthy weight without the tricks, the fads, and the starvation. You deserve to know the solution to your permanent weight loss and how to keep it off forever. Come to this free seminar on weight loss being given at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Simply call 845-561-2225 and sign up. Class space is limited to 20 people. So call 845-561-2225 and learn your solution for permanent weight loss.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. And today, Mark and I are talking about how to avoid holiday weight gain.
Well, this is where it gets really good, because you've really broken it down into 10 simple steps that can make a huge difference in that usual holiday weight gain. So let's take a look at what those 10 steps are. So what's at the top of the list?
Well, I want to say that they're more like strategies than steps, because if you say that they're 10 steps, then people think that they got to do every step. And these are 10 different approaches or strategies. When you go to a party, you can pick from any of the 10 and you can apply it. You don't have to do them in a particular order. Just pick one that works for you. Pick one that you can apply. Pick one that you feel you can be successful at. And it's a strategy to avoid holiday weight gain.
Interesting. That's a great perspective. So what is the first of those strategies?
One of the strategies is to have a healthy meal before you're going to any of these holiday parties. Because if you go to a party full, then you'll have a tendency to eat less because you're already satisfied, you're already satiated, and then it becomes more about being social and not being about putting on the food trough.
And so in that meal, what should you eat?
You should eat things that are healthy for you, things that are filling, fibery type foods, things that aren't so heavy and don't sit in your stomach that create health problems. You want to eat salads and good quality proteins and stay away from the bread, stay away from the pastas, stay away from the cereals because that's just going to open up the door and cause you to want to eat more of that kind of stuff.
So if you're eating this good, nutritious food first, then that's going to help you not gain weight because you just can, you won't be hungry for some of that food that tempts you at the party.
Correct. Real food, real water, avoid the packaged crap foods that will typically be offered. And if you are throwing a party, offer the same. Order the real quality food, the good quality water, and leave the crap at the grocery store where it belongs.
Yeah, and I think at a lot of these parties, you'll see that people will have some kind of healthy alternatives at some of these parties. So there are the cookies and the cakes and the eggnogs, but oftentimes you'll find something that will actually step us right into the second strategy that you have.
Yeah, the second strategy being, you know, maybe perhaps bring a vegetable platter to the party itself and make it have high quality vegetables in it. You want to try to avoid the broccoli and the cauliflower because those eaten raw have a tendency to create a stomach upset because there's an enzyme on them that upsets the stomach. So when you steam broccoli or cauliflower, it destroys that enzyme and then you don't get the stomach upset. But, you know, your carrots, your celeries, your sliced peppers, any of those kinds of vegetables that are easy to chop up, they're good to eat when you're eating them raw. And, you know, that's really more what you want to give yourself an opportunity to eat.
And you fill up without eating some of that, more of that, what you call crap food.
Yeah, because there's lots of fiber associated with them, and that fiber helps with digestion. It helps to keep things flushed, and, you know, it helps to make your system react at a much slower pace as opposed to the completely refined and processed sugars that we eat that spike our sugars and, you know, spike our blood sugar, lead for the basis of diabetes, and cause us to eat more of that stuff.
Okay, so what about having the dip that usually comes with those vegetable platters?
Well, the question is what kind of dip is it? Is it a healthy dip, or is it one that's filled with garbage and preservatives and lots of unhealthy fat? And you just want to get a sense. You could do a spinach and artichoke dip. Those are significantly healthier than, let's say, the cream cheese or the sour cream or some of the other flavored type dips. You can always use hummus, but you want to take a look at the hummus that you're serving, and you want to make sure that it doesn't have canola oil in it, or that it doesn't have some sort of preservative in it.
But why not canola oil?
Because canola oil is one of the foundational bases for a lot of the health issues that we have. And, it's a petroleum product. It's rapeseed oil that has been refined and processed in such a way that it stimulates health imbalances for people.
Oh, that's good to know. So what's your third strategy?
Number three is having a big lunch, knowing that you're going to a party so that you won't be hungry when you get there. And again, it's similar to taking the time to fill up before you go. But if you have a late lunch, if you have a hearty lunch, if you have a salad with, perhaps eggs or perhaps chicken or perhaps sliced cold cuts, ideally I'd like you to have the real meats, not the cold cut meats. But if you have a salad, a hearty salad for lunch, and you make it a late lunch and you're having all those complex foods, then chances are you'll go to the party and you'll already be a little bit full and you'll have a tendency to eat less.
Will those foods also help you stop the sugar salt cravings that you might have?
Yeah, because you're eating healthy foods. Your body's satiated. It's fully satisfied, and so then you're not reaching for those things. And if you are somebody who's going to throw a party, do yourself a favor to care about your guests more and have less of the readily available ones when you go to the grocery store, the chips and the pretzels and the things that have a lot of crap food in it.
Yeah, and a lot of salt, which seems to be a question that people are having a problem with.
Correct.
What's number four?
Number four is you want to drink a large glass of water when you first get to the party. The average American is very, very dehydrated. Everybody appreciates that when you go into a hospital, if you're going to be admitted, the first thing they do is they hook you up to an IV because they want to rehydrate you. Because in order to have a symptom, you have to be dehydrated. And so knowing that most people are dehydrated, walking around doing their normal, regular day, if you go to the party and you get some water and you drink a big, full glass of water, it's going to give you that sense of being full. And again, you'll start to eat less.
It'll curtail your appetite a little bit.
That's right.
Good. What's number five?
Bring something non-alcoholic to drink, and you want to stick to that. And I say non-alcoholic because, like I said earlier in the first segment, alcohol is the adult form of sugar. It opens up the door to our sugar cravings. If Halloween wasn't enough for us, then the door is going to be opened up again, or it's going to be opened up wider. And the difficulty is that once we get on that routine, once we get into that habit, the tendency is it's very, very difficult to break that habit.
Well, you know, it is the holidays, and people like to have a cocktail or a glass of wine or a beer. Doesn't drinking in social situations help some people relax?
It does help some people relax, and you need to take a look at that and understand why is it that you need some artificial depressant, something that you put into your system that helps you to de-stress. Why is it that you feel a need to do that? And if you feel a need to do that, and if it's important for you to do that, I mean, I had this conversation with a patient the other day. He feels that it's important for him to go to these things, and he feels that he's an adult and he should be entitled to drink. And so what if he has a couple more than he needs to have? But, you know, it's all part of being an adult, and it's all part of, you know, being social. And I was just like, well, that's certainly a perspective. I just don't know if it's a healthy perspective. And so being able to go, if you have some self-control and you can have a beer or a glass of wine or you know, a cocktail of some sort, and you can nurse that the whole night, then you're fine. But I mean, if you go and you have one, and then that means you have two, and then all of a sudden now you have four, and then, you know, you're the one wearing the lampshade at the end of the night and everybody's talking about you the next day. You know, it's why do you want to open the door and create that situation? And you know within your heart if you are the kind of person who's going to do that. I mean, I made a choice back when I was in college to stop drinking alcohol. And so it's been almost 35 years since I've stopped alcohol. And it's, you know, and people, you know, people will look at me and they'll say, well, why don't you drink alcohol? And I, you know, if I feel that they're a little bit resistant to it, I just basically say, yeah, I'm a recovering alcoholic. And they change their tune immediately. Oh, good for you that you don't drink, and good for you that you can be in social situations without drinking. And it's like, yes, it's just a choice to be healthy and to make better health choices.
Sure. And as these strategies come along, every one of them is a good strategy. You don't necessarily have to do all of them, but certainly each one of these is going to help you if you want to avoid that holiday weight gain.
Right. And you want to just like I said, you want to apply a different strategy each time you go so that you don't feel like you're doing the same thing. And you know, then you feel bad because, you know, you maybe weren't as 100% successful with the first strategy as you were with the second strategy. And it's just, you know, changing things up is what allows people to have different outcomes and create different results.
Great. This is really good. We need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to hear the last five of these suggestions you have.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. If you're struggling with weight gain, I ask you to listen to this commercial and take advantage of what it says.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Are you currently struggling with your weight? Have you tried all the different fads and tricks and still your weight comes back with a vengeance? If so, Dr. Richard Huntoon will be offering a weight loss solution you can not only live with, but be successful at and permanently change your weight forever. Come to this free seminar and learn the underlying reason for why you cannot lose weight and why the weight always comes back. Come learn the reason for your weight management issue. Stop dieting and start feeding your body what it needs to maintain a healthy weight without the tricks, the fads, and the starvation. You deserve to know the solution to your permanent weight loss and how to keep it off forever. Come to this free seminar on weight loss being given at Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. Simply call 845-561-2225 and sign up. Class space is limited to 20 people. So call 845-561-2225 and learn your solution for permanent weight loss.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark and I are covering the 10 strategies to help avoid holiday weight gain.
Yeah, we talked about the first five, and those were excellent pieces of advice for people wanting to avoid holiday weight gain. So picking back up, what's number six?
Well, number six would be limit yourself to a small plate of food and avoid the dessert tray altogether. Or if you are going to go to the dessert tray, just take one little tiny item and put it on your plate that's already filled with other food. If you're a host of a party, you want to put out small plates. You don't want to put out big plates because people have a tendency to fill their plate. And if they have a big plate, then they're going to eat more. If they have a small plate, then they'll probably eat less.
Mm-hmm. And that's always helpful. What is number seven?
The most important is you want to begin an exercise program to increase your heart rate, to increase your body's ability to burn fuel. And you want to increase your exercise program because exercise is the key to losing weight. And if you're not exercising, exercising, then all the things that you are eating is going to be probably a little bit more than you normally would, because you're not typically going to parties at the other times of year. So you definitely want to begin an exercise program, and you want to make sure that you're doing a lot of extra aerobic exercise.
And that's a lifestyle change that can help you all year round.
Absolutely.
What's number eight?
This one's going to be a little bit different, Mark.
Okay.
Stay home.
What?
Don't go to the party.
Don't go?
Stay home. Take care of yourself. Put your needs first. Get organized. Get in front of your life. Don't be always trying to catch up with your life. Take a night off. There's nothing that says that you have to go to every party. Set yourself a limit to the number of parties that you go to and the number of parties you go to on a weekly basis. And if you've already met your quota, good, then you choose not to go to the parties.
Well, who wants to miss the party?
Well, at the end of the day, missing the party and seeing who's going to wear that lampshade and who's going to qualify and who's going to hook up from the office, this, that, and the other thing. I mean, do you really want to know the train wreck that's happening?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. Okay, what's number nine?
Commit to leaving the party when a certain time frame has elapsed before your problems begin to show up. Stay for an hour and have a partner keep you on to your commitment. If you go there with a partner, you can basically say that, you know what, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be here for an hour. You want to go socialize over there? Great. I'll go socialize over here. Let's meet up back here in an hour and let's reassess, but let's limit the amount of time that we're going to be at this party.
Well, that's a good thing. So now you don't have to quite stay home and avoid it altogether, but you can go for a shorter period of time, make your appearance, and then you can leave in a timely fashion.
Correct.
So what's the 10th way to avoid holiday weight gain?
Well, at the end of the day, what's the purpose of a party? A party is to be social. Good. Meet somebody that you don't already know. Go talk to somebody that you have no idea who they are and meet somebody new and have a conversation and find something interesting to talk about and don't eat at all and just be the social part and mingle around and set up new networks and find out what makes this person tick and if they have issues at holiday parties or what have you and just create a new friend and create a new avenue of which to set your life up for success.
And once again, that's going to have a lifelong value. If you do meet somebody who becomes a lifelong friend, you got somebody to keep forever.
Absolutely.
Well, that's really great. This is really good. There are 10 very concise strategies that you have for helping to avoid holiday weight gain. And you know, I'm sure that some of our listeners out there are already dealing with weight issues and may want to be able to address those issues and have their own personal questions. And you make yourself available to people in a variety of different ways. So what is the best way to reach you?
Best way is always to give my office a call. The phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. You can come to a free healthcare class held every Tuesday evening at 6:30. There's lots of different ways for you to get the information that you need. But what's important for you as a listener is to start, get some information, start to apply it, see the changes, apply a little bit more, get more changes, and just, set yourself up for success. And as I said earlier, plan your success and then execute your plan, because people who fail to plan to fail, and we don't want you to fail.
And, you know, Doc Rick, I know that this is something we do to support people in their pursuit of better health. We certainly want to wish everybody happy holidays as they go into the holiday season. And, you know, take the advice. It's good advice. It's easy to really do. You can take any one of those 10 strategies. And, you know, when you come out of the holidays and it gets to the New Year's, time for those New Year's resolutions, maybe this one you don't have to talk about losing weight.
Absolutely. So I want to thank the listener for their listenership. I appreciate your time, your energy, and your efforts. I appreciate, just being able to share this information. I ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying happy holidays, and I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.